Drive is live.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, I liked our pace, you know, in and out the huddle. I like the calls Kale's made. I like the guys I was out there with. It was smooth, so I had a good time. You know, it's always fun playing, so it was really fun to play.
All right, that was C.J. Stroud after the game yesterday. It looks like he enjoyed at least a little bit of the first action he got in the preseason. And it did went well. They 10 plays, 69 yards, 69 good yards, 10 plays, a touchdown, and they got up out of there. He made some plays as well when needed. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I know many of you are hearing us for the first time here on 95.7 The Fan. Welcome in to The Drive. We appreciate you. We do this after game days with the Texans. Our guy, Clint Sterner, who is a two-time All-SEC quarterback, second team, All-SEC quarterback.
Right, yeah, that's right.
And also played, obviously, for the Dallas Cowboys, the Miami Dolphins, in the league. So he knows exactly what it's like.
Nashville Cats just won a title. Play with them, too.
Let's stay here.
Maybe I'll go catch a game next week when I'm in Nashville.
Yeah, you should. Well, they're over. They just won a title, man. You're late. You might see some of the guys out celebrating, though.
Yeah, if you go to Printer's Alley, I'm sure that's where they will be. Demumbrium. Anyway, so he knows and has been in this situation. He has been and seen the good and been and seen the bad. So he is well-equipped to kind of watch the film, watch the tape, and give you his thoughts on it. But you can send in your grades, your thoughts on CJ's performance. We do it after every game. CJ's grade. Clint, you watched it live. We sat there next to each other in the press box, and then I know you've had some time to look over the film. I know it was just 10 plays, not, you know, four quarters, but what's your thoughts on CJ Stroud and how he performed his first game out?
I mean, it's A+. It's A+. I don't want to act real excited about this. I mean, we've seen CJ Stroud play really, really good football before, so I don't want to treat CJ like he's a damn rookie that we don't know is capable of doing what he did last night. So, I mean, and that's just respect for seven. And so, last night was good. Last night was a step in the right direction. I mean, when you look at the things that he was able to do, I do believe that he's in control of the run game and moving it from one side to the other, getting you out of a bad play and into a good play. I do believe that when it comes to moving Woody Marks up, when you're getting double A-gap pressure, look from a defense, moving the running back up and to where he could pick it up. They bail, the running back slides out wide and picks up a corner cat. CJ's got a lot to do with that, kind of how he's letting that work and unfold is really good. In that play, he you know, manipulated the pocket a bit and pulled the coverage down and threw it to Foster Moreau for a quick touchdown. The throw to Jarrett Wayne on the sideline is a very difficult throw. He makes it look easy, so we all take it for granted. But that's a very difficult throw. I thought he did a hell of a job there. So
I didn't think the throw to Hutchinson, the back shoulder one, there wasn't a lot of space there. I mean, you could see a Nico probably potentially coming down with that play like that.
Yeah, it was a good ball. You know, that's one that he probably has not had a ton of work throwing back shoulders to Xavier Hutchinson, to be
probably
honest
not,
with you. So
yeah.
That's something that you expect to get worked out. You know, I think there's one play I was telling you a little earlier where Ed Ingram gets beat pretty good in pass rush, and it's a play action. It's a long play action. We've seen it a million times. Deshaun used to do it in Bill O'Brien's offense, and now you see it in this offense with C.J. Stroud. The deep over route where the quarterback hard play action, you know, pull the underneath coverage down, and you slip that second level over route in there, and sometimes it takes a little while for that over route to clear that middle defender. And C.J. has a tendency, and all quarterbacks do, have a tendency to kind of try to wait on that. Well, C.J. came off his play action fake, realized that everybody was bailing into coverage, and got to his check down immediately. He didn't even try to wait. And in doing that, he avoided taking a hit because Ed Ingram got beat pretty bad in pass protection. So I think whether you just look at basic execution of the offense or you look at kind of next level execution of pass protections in the run game, or you look at navigating the pocket with good poise and quick decision making and avoiding negative situations across the board for 10 plays, CJ did a hell of a job. Again, doesn't surprise me. I think that's CJ's shown the ability to do that, but that was an impressive run of 10 plays. It was an impressive one drive.
Yeah.
A-plus, by the way.
And I'll be honest, I would say that, too. We got some people texting in. I give him an A. He seemed more vocal at the line and seemed to be in total control of the game, Black Greg. I think that was an overall thing I saw, too, Greg. Black Greg. The other Greg is, well, he's Greg. But that's one thing that I've seen throughout camp. He seems to be in control, not rattled. Which is big because the last time we saw him in a game, he appeared to be rattled. He seems to be in control and more comfortable all the time. I thought, Clint, it was probably a dream drive for D'Amico Ryans and the Knicks. Like, ran the football, and there's going to be some of this. There's going to be some, and maybe more, you know, as a game goes on, to where a team is like, all right, we're going to stack the box here, and we're going to make, we know you all want to run the football, and there's going to be some, all right, third, 8, 9, 10, what was it to Jarrett Wayne, 3rd and 11? Mm-hmm. Hey, CJ, we need to go make a play. 3rd and 4, he converted 2 fourth downs, or third downs, when he got out of the pocket after getting rushed and got the one over to Foster Moreau to get the first down on 3rd and 4 for 10 yards. And then, hey, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, come make a play for us. And, you know, he was able to do it. And I think a lot of the offense, Clint, is going to come down to, which it sounds bad, is we want to do what we want to do, we want to do what we want to do. But, damn, all right, we might not be able to do what we want to do. CJ, we need you to kind of pick us up here. And he was able to do it in that first drive and make the plays that he needed to make.
Yeah, I'm less worried about CJ being, I know a lot of people are worried about CJ being rattled based on what you last saw in the playoffs. I'm less worried about CJ being rattled, and my concern, if there is one, is more about, does CJ really deep down embrace this offense? You know, does he really deep down embrace that he really, you know, had, you know, the comeback throw is really the only throw as a quarterback you go, hell yeah, I made that throw right there kind of deal. Right?
Yeah, a lot of it was with the
boots, you know, the bootlegs, the checkdowns, the Y options, you know, those things, you get bored with those things, and throwing the ball away on the bootleg when nothing's there. Ideally, you know, you'd like to try to go make a bigger play, force the ball down the field.
Yeah, that's the thought. And then when they, you know, say they're going to take the run and stack the box, is he still going to be able to do and run what they want to?
He's got to stay in such a, I mean, I think there's a mentality and there's an ability to just want to, hey man, let's go rip them. Let's just go rip this thing, man. Let's be aggressive. Let's drive the football. And that's just not what they're going to ask him. They're going to ask him to do. And so and I don't mean like the F you kind of, do you embrace it? I mean, like, legitimately, does he see himself playing the game in a more conservative manner, but in like just a super efficient way? And does he see that, like, hey, this is who I'm going to be, and I'm going to be the best version I can? Or is it, you know, in moments, just not happy with it? You know what I mean?
And that's
more of my concern, Ron, than the rattled piece.
Yeah, and not happy with it, because sometimes, like, the answer that he probably has in his head that he wants to execute is an answer. It probably is an answer. Like, if there's 8 in a box, like,
one-on-one outside, yeah.
Yeah, that's, but that may not be the answer that they, that they get. Can he keep doing it?
You look last night. I mean, and in no way, shape, or form do I believe that this was a reality last night, but it's something that I think it's indicative of what my point is, right? If you're just watching that game, you look out there and Fernando Mendoza's goofy ass has a Super Bowl caliber play caller, and he's ripping the ball down the field, you know, a few times, you know, and not that CJ cares about Fernando, but I mean, when you look across the field and Josh Allen's doing that, and you look across the field and Joe Burrow's doing that, and you look across the field and Dak Prescott is doing that, God forbid you look across the field and Danny Dimes is doing that, and you're over here playing this conservative football, that's where I wonder, does CJ's mind venture into, boy, the what ifs? Or does he just say, hey, this is who I am. This is my brand that right now, as a Houston Texan, this is the brand of quarterback that I've got to play. That is my if there is a concern with CJ. It has absolutely nothing to do with what I saw last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, someone texted in, the best play of the game for him was the one he threw in the ground. Amen.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you.
I'm not gonna be able to live with this all season.
Well, that's the hardest thing. I think that, to me, that's the hardest thing for him to do.
I feel like Nick Cayley and Nick Caserio text that in. Like, yeah, baby, throw that one in the ground. Not that drop back off his back foot.
They don't throw it in the ground. They dirt it.
That one back foot to Jarrett Wayne, you know, on the comeback. Not that one. Nah, baby, that one he fired down into the ground. I don't know. I'm gonna be able to live. I don't know. But no, I think it is a fair assessment of, like, especially you know when it's gonna hit is when this stuff ain't working.
Yeah.
Stuff ain't working and you look out there and you're like, yo, I mean, I got Nico 101 out here. Like, what are we is this what we're gonna do? We're gonna keep bootlegging this puppy, and I'm gonna keep hitting Foster Moreau coming over, and I'm gonna keep hitting, like, this is what we're gonna keep doing, going that dump off. I know they loved he made that decision quickly for Woody Marks on that dump off and made it second and four instead of, you know, the potential of a lower
sack.
Yeah, a sack or a you know,
lower percentage
throw somewhere that may end you up at second and 10. I know they love that, but yeah, we'll see how long, like, how that gets when and if they get into situations where teams are able to take away what they want to do.
Well, it's less about what they love and more about what CJ will embrace. Because the reality of it is that they're not going to come back the next play and be more aggressive and get it back. You know what I mean? Their whole philosophy is to stay ahead and chip away. When you get behind and all of a sudden you got to try to take risk. That's not who they are. Where they want to live, they're not going to live like that. And so CJ, and it looks like for all intents and purposes that CJ's cool with it and good with it. And I hope he is, because I think I've said it before. I said it after his rookie year. I think that's the best version of CJ. I mean, that's a really convincing. Now, if he can do that and not have an all rookie or rookie of the year type of season, then that's where you know you embraced it. It's going to be fun to watch, man. Looks like all things are trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it was a good first night to see what he was able to do in this offense. And again, it's the first night, and that's all we have to judge it by. And I think it will be different when there's more drives, and you got to make adjustments, and you got to change some things around, and you got to do some things. But from this, what we have, I think that's a good start to CJ in this new system. Well, really not new system, but the second year in this system. Coming up, our players of the game. Who did we like as our players of the game? There's a lot, I think, to choose from, especially in that first half. We'll discuss that coming up next.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Texans, I guess they lost, right? Yeah, I guess they lost 22-20. Yeah, probably didn't love the way that ended. As I think D'Amico said, our backups and our young guys got to be better. It's all right.
Well, not getting it done on second and one and third and one kind of puts a little damper on it for a team that again has been preaching physicality and running the ball. That puts a little damper on it, but not a major ordeal.
Yeah, they didn't have to let O'Connell have to make some of them throws either. I mean, what was it 4 yard line, 1:36, and no timeouts. Mm. They was able to take it on down to get the win. Obviously, we know who's winning their kicking battle for the Raiders. They were in a little kicking competition. That that young man, I think, missed a couple of extra points. That's probably going to do him in. I think overall for the Texans, yes, they didn't win the preseason game, but I think it was a good night for the Texans, and I think there are a lot of people you could look at that had big-time performances. And we do this after each game, a little, as we said, dress rehearsal. Now, we're not going to do this after the Panthers game. I'm sorry. But we do this after every game. We start to see the ones, a lot of the ones in there, and we look at who is our players of the game. I'll kick it off. A guy that I think was kind of called out, I know Lopez talked about him on In the Loop pretty hard, talked about him being just getting trucked this weekend, and there looked like other young linebackers were playing at a better space than this guy who were drafted after him, and that's Wade Woodass. Wade Woodass not only had the 80-yard pick six, which he outran Fernando. What was he thinking? Probably just trying to go make a play. But, hey, man, we don't need you diving hands first in a preseason game to try to stop an interception return. But that probably is not the thing. I bet Clint Kubiak was like, somebody go tackle him. Stop him. But he had that play. But he was just really flying around. There were other times where you could see him, slowing a runner down, making a hit. So I think Wade Woodass had himself a really, really good night. He scored, obviously, and ran one all the way back 80 yards. So I'll give it to him, a big-time bounce-back performance from Wade Woodass.
Yeah, and potentially, you know, a guy that could be, you know, one injury away from getting some pretty significant playing time. So it was fun to watch. Anytime you have that level of success and make a big play like that, then yeah, it's a good night. I like that one.
Yeah, good for you, Wade.
Yeah, good work, man. I bet that, did you mention Dabo? I bet Dabo was somewhere just damn near in tears, man.
Oh, literally in tears, not swearing, shirt tucked in, just getting after it.
Prayers, man, prayers up.
Come on, Wood. Come on, Woody.
Speaking of Woody, I'm going to go with Woody Marks.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with Woody Marks. Kyemi Fairbairn was on the way with a couple of, one was damn near 50. I think the other one was long 50. He was on the way until he kicked that damn ball out of bounds. No excuse. You got one job, man. You got one job. Kick the ball in the landing zone and letting the opponent start at the 40-yard line. Are you kidding me? Because you can't kick the damn ball where it's supposed to be. So I can't give it to Kyemi Fairbairn. I'm going to go with Woody Marks, man. I mean, obviously, the running of the football was really good. The yards after contact was really impressive with the touchdown run. But if you look at Woody Marks from a pass protecting standpoint, he was really good, man. And that's the piece that allows Woody Mark to play well last year. That's the piece that allows him to be, one of the main backs this year. He was really good, man. So I'm going to go with Woody Marks for my player of the game, my Man Eye Institute player of the game.
Hey, we're going to talk a little bit more about Woody, but whoo. And now, I will say this. I feel even more emboldened about that comment I made a couple of weeks ago where I said,
well, that's scary.
My bold prediction. Listen, all of you, if you've been here riding with us from the days of Clint Sterner in the show to the drive, I've not had a lot of great luck on running backs. Derrick Henry, he will not rush for 200 again. He did. Really complete whiff on David Johnson. I was a real believer of what's our guy's name from Florida?
Damian Pierce.
I was a real believer of Damian Pierce. I still in my heart believe it wasn't about the scheme. In my heart with Damian Pierce.
Angry Runs, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, man.
Really, damn near went for 1,000 yards.
I got to let it go. I don't even know where DP is anymore.
I care about you him. Gotta, I care about him enough to look that up.
But I'm telling you, that Woody Marks now, I told you. I said my bold prediction is by at some point of the season, we are all going to understand that the running game is just better when Woody Marks has the ball, and I feel even better about that. What's
Eagles.
What's
your Eagles, by the way?
You got it with the Eagles? Okay.
When your deal.
No chance to play. All right. Tyler, who's your player of the game?
I went with the tight end, the rookie, Marlon Klein, man with a fish's name. Just a position, really, that I'm very interested in right now with the Texans, that tight end room here in Houston. Not that he did anything overly flashy or game-breaking in a preseason game number two for the Texans last night, but good to see him get a 3-31. Everyone's been singing his praises off and on all camp, so to see him in action, I give him the player of the week.
He did flash a little catch and run, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, as long as like 17, I think.
I think it was one of my trips to the buffet line in there last night. I think I missed it, but he's one of those guys. If he catches any catch, okay, whatever. But if he gets a chance to catch and run,
yeah,
show off a bit.
Well, I mean, just anybody that covers the game when he runs with the ball, you go, whoa, that's impressive. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a great catch or a huge play. A catch and run for 17 yards, you take notice. Like, boy, that could be a good find for the Texans, no question.
I need some more details.
On what?
What the hell's wrong with Brevin Jordan? Can we get a little bit more details on the knee? Like, what is going on? He's not been out there in, we got to be 2 weeks. I mean, by the way, he's done. I don't know if he's done, but I mean, this doesn't bode well for him. Everything you were saying, that was supposed to be Brevin Jordan.
Yeah.
Catch, run, mm-hmm. athleticism.
That's right.
Seriously, what is wrong with him?
Where are they?
Did he tear something? What is the deal?
I don't know, Bub.
I mean, we're seeing Tank at least run routes on air.
Yeah, Noel's at least in the background in a t-shirt with some jewelry.
I mean, he's been on the jugs machine. Yeah. I love a good jugs machine, but he's been on the jugs machine.
Don't we all?
Right? But he's been on the jugs machine with that bad pinky.
It's more like, is that a machine or is that an apparatus?
I think they call it the jugs machine, don't they?
The noise, the sound effects you two just made, that can't be. That's not a machine.
Built for speed or for comfort?
I guess she could be. I guess she could be considered.
What an underrated film.
Really is.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
It's the grandmother. That's the she gets me.
You motorboating son of a bitch.
Her comments about Eleanor Roosevelt. I mean, a young Bradley Cooper. Like, who knew that guy was coming out to be the biggest star out of that movie? What was his thing? Maryland crab cakes and sorry.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to remember it myself. It's I can't
completely
remember.
Gotten away from
crab cakes.
That's what we do.
Meatloaf.
Yeah, that's what we do. All right, coming up, the Astros just got their asses kicked. Houston's own MLB Network's own Robert Flores. Let's get his thoughts on the Astros and maybe not just last night, but moving forward here is. They are clinging to a one-game lead over the Rangers. We'll get his thoughts on what their future could look like the rest of the way this season. That's next.
95.7 The Fan. Live from the West Point Lincoln and West Point Lincoln of Sugarland Studios. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Some technical difficulty, so I don't think we're going to be able to catch up with our guy who is probably somewhere faded as hell, Robert Flores, MLB Network. Catch him every morning, MLB Central. Catch him still on there, which, you know, I do, because this is kind of where I was going to kick it off, and we can kick it to the people, 713-5724-610, YouTube and Twitch. Gut feeling. Do you think that the Astros are going to pull this off? I think the Astros are going to win the West. They're 64-64 in a tough stretch right now. But after this series against the A's, Clint, that's what we talked about, that this is a big period for them to take advantage of the teams that they're playing. I know after that, this thing starts to get tougher for the Astros. The Yankees are in there as somebody they'll have to work against. These are better teams than what they've been dealing with. The Angels and A's obviously stink, but they got the Yankees, the White Sox coming up, the Diamondbacks, the Phillies. These are all teams that are in the Rays after that that are in playoff contention. So, you know, missing an opportunity there, losing the series to the Angels at home, who, by the way, hadn't won a road series since May.
Mm. It's August.
Yeah. My birth, I was 40, 41 at some point in May. But they hadn't won one. I'll just say it since Cinco de Mayo. That's just a damn shame, mm-hmm. right there. But do you get the gut feeling that they're going to pull this off still, though?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think they still pull it off, and not necessarily because of what I'm seeing from them, because God knows that's not giving you any confidence. But I just think the rest of the division is just worse than we thought it was.
Yeah. The Mariners lost 22-0 the other day. It seems like the only team the Mariners can beat are the Astros. But then I'm certain they went out and got themselves swept throughout in that series. But no, man, they are again. It's really one where you got to watch, Clint. As annoying as they look, like everybody's going through it.
Yeah,
damn near everybody in the American, especially in this division. Like I can't imagine in you know Dallas up the road what they're thinking, what they're watching the inconsistencies and the Mariners has to be so much disappointment with the expectations they had that those other teams are going them and obviously the wild card is still a thing yep. as well because I think the Rangers may be in right now so yeah this is a team you know gut feeling wise I feel like Hunter Brown's gonna pitch better. I feel like at some point Jordan is going to have another streak, hot stretch. I think we got to see about Pena. That could change some things yeah. if he goes on the IL or something like that. That's because you know you need his bat in there. They still just have more than the others,
yeah.
you know, right now. And their bullpen outside of yesterday, their bullpen is actually becoming a strength. It's just they're just being called upon too much, and they've got to slow that up. Like, Wisniewski goes tonight, Hunter Brown after that. They really need those guys to step in and step up.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think in the division? How many games do you think they're going to win the division? 80?
They may. I mean, what, they got 81-500? I mean, that might get it done.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is insane that they may have to go under 500 to get it done. So yeah, it is they're a tough watch at times, but man, as we talk about it, wait till you watch these other ones. I bet yeah. you if you watch the Mariners every night, that'd be a a tough watch.
I don't know what all is going to happen. Obviously, we've seen and felt the injuries all across Houston, much less just with the Astros. But I don't know what's going to happen from an injury perspective. But assuming that Pena plays more games than he doesn't. I got to believe that Jordan's bat's going to come around. And when you look at the rest, right? I mean, Altuve and Paredes and Walker and even Cam coming around. I don't know what the hell Varsho is. I don't know if I want to claim him as a real Astro yet. But, I just feel like that crew is going to be able to make enough noise to be above 500 and win this division for what it's worth.
Varsho, man. Who was the kid last year, Tyler, that he couldn't stand? Who was the outfielder? They
Jacob
traded
Melton.
Him. Yeah, that's right. That's who this – it's center fielders. That's what it is. That guy
– You had one.
Varsho, that guy gets you.
You had
every
one.
Time.
You had one that had like the third highest OPS of center fielders. I mean, you had one that was making historic catches off the wall in huge moments and leaving his body outline in the warning track. You had one. Screwed it up. At least Dusty gave him ding-dongs or whatever.
No, that what it was. What was it?
Banana pudding. At least Dusty knew to give him the treats and keep him happy. I mean, this clown here can't even. I mean, what? Golly.
Well, in their defense, where is Chaz, by the way?
It doesn't matter. Hell, you crushed him.
he's still in the Cubs organization.
Yeah, where is he? Hell, he should be. He should have his ass parked dead in center field, right over here at Daikin.
Yeah, someone texted in, tough watch is an understatement. Right now they are. Yeah. Yeah, that was a damn shame they came in and let the Angels do that to them. Mm-hmm. That was a rough one. That was a rough one. All right, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can be a part of this thing. Y'all catch last night, my man Derek Stingley See him over there on that sideline. You see him break his chain.
He broke his chain. No, I didn't see it.
Listen, I got the good, the bad, and the ugly. I almost put that in there.
Good, bad, and
the
horny?
The good, bad, and the horny, excuse me. I got a real good, the bad, and the horny a little bit later on.
What'd he do?
He's over there. Somebody threw a ball over there on the side. He tried to catch it. And over there tried to catch that sucker.
Chest it? Should have caught it with
his
hands.
He got the chain with the sting on it. That sting popped right off.
The what do you call it?
The pendant or whatever. Yeah. You can see the look in his eyes of anger.
I mean, that's what you get for catching the ball with your chest. Use your hands, DB. What the hell are you doing? I mean, if you're going to wear a damn gold and diamond or platinum and diamond medallion around your neck, catch the ball with your hands.
Yeah, you got to. He tried to run hand that sucker and hit him right in there, busted right
out. Got
him. I think that's my next move. I got the car.
Oh, you're going chain.
I told you, I want a big rope chain.
I mean, but you just said that like you're going with the medallion that says show.
I don't want the medallion. By the way, I did look into the personal license plate. That was a little too rich for my blood.
But, why? The cost?
I didn't want to split.
Well, you made it out like you was worried about somebody following you home or something.
That was a small part
of it. It was really the money.
Then I saw, well, man, I get that was good.
Tyler.
I get these regular plates.
I never thought that was a money play. I mean, he really pulled that off.
It wasn't at first. Did you hear this?
It's a life philosophy that he lives.
I just thought it was.
No, Tyler, you missed it. Was Tyler here when you did this? Were you here when he tried to tell us that the personalized license plate, he was worried about somebody seeing his car, vandalizing his car.
Yeah, I was here. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he sold that to me.
The showman.
I was convinced, I was convinced, it's a good point, man. You don't want to be messing with your car. And the whole time, what was really behind it was it cost a few dollars to get it done.
We should have known. It's really on us, Dirty. We should have known better.
I just saw them things and get up to an extra $495. I just didn't like. I mean, that was a little rich for me,
literally.
And then I got in there. I got a shout out to my man MJ over in Acura. My man just said, "Oh man, we take care of all that for you. You can put on plates right now." I said, "Well, hell,
you could have done it right now."
They put on the plates right there, but right. I would have had to order. They can range anywhere from $200 to $400, $500.
I mean, what would you have gone with?
They got the all black ones, which was kind of
with white letters.
Yeah, with the white letters. No, I was just gonna go show straight up.
Just straight up show. I mean, I would imagine somebody's got that. No, I'd be willing to bet you show is not. You'd put some numbers around it or something.
No.
Showman, that might be.
I'm not doing showman.
Huh?
I'm not doing showman.
Well, I'm just telling you, a Texas license plate with SHOW.
I don't think it's
guaranteed.
You think it's
absolutely, 100%.
I figure something. Show RH. Maybe I do that. Maybe.
Show RH.
Yeah, you know, something of it. But
the show.
The show.
Or the show.
Or just the show. Yeah, maybe.
The
maybe
show.
Just
maybe.
The show.
Maybe.
Yeah. The show. It might have. Yeah, that's enough. But then,
I think thinking about it or no?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We've already committed.
Did you price it out?
I saw it, yeah. Anywhere go from $250 to almost $500.
Well, what changes it? How many letters?
Yeah.
So you'd have been closer to $250 with just four letters.
Maybe. If I just got show, but now you're talking, now I've made a better decision. I probably have to add to it. Probably at least six. Nah, I made the right decision.
How could we spell it out? S-H-O-W, maybe? Or S-H-O-H?
Hold on, show.
But that was just a small part of it.
Is that my boy Ron?
The vandalism aspect was a bigger part.
yeah. Say, keep your family safe.
Yeah, we'll keep everybody. I don't want to walk out there. I've had my tire slashed in high school.
I should have known. I should have known. What'd you do? I know it wasn't just because somebody.
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
You pissed somebody off.
I did not, man.
No question. You didn't just start doing that when you got to Houston.
I did not piss anybody off.
It was a damn
hatchback. I mean, it was some people playing some bad jokes.
Some hatchback.
You know what they did too? They slashed two of the tires.
So you couldn't put your spare on. Your spare wasn't going to work. You had to spend a little money. Gosh dang it.
Teresa, thought that through.
If it had just been one tire, he'd been rolling around on that donut, man.
That's exactly how Teresa came at me. What did you do? Why is it always what did I do?
Well, anybody that knows that you piss somebody off on the regular. Good chance they stuck a knife in a tire.
I did not.
Back then, it's probably some broad, too. You pissed her off.
Nah. Well, maybe. What you got coming up?
Texans preseason game number two is in the books, baby. Defensive starters did not play, but it's okay. Don't worry about it, y'all. On offense, we got action. I've watched the film. I have the details, and that's next right here on The Fan.